Constitutional lawyer John Sangwa to contest August 13th general election as his movement for national renewal surpasses the 1 million national membership threshold. Expelled new Congress Party leader Peter Chanda has challenged his expulsion from the party. In international news, UN report says Ugandan troops helped South Sudan with deadly airstrikes. And in sport, Elijah Tana declares Nkana ready for Konkola Blades clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With Upfront and Reliable News Every Day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa's Movement for National Renewal, MNR, has surpassed the 1 million national membership threshold, marking a significant milestone that positions the movement to participate in the upcoming August 13th general election. Announcing the development in Osaka today, Mr. Sangwa formally disclosed the transition of the movement from a civic platform into a political party. He emphasized that this transformation is not about replacing one group of politicians with another, but about restoring discipline, integrity, and institutional strength to public life. Mr. Sangwa has pledged his commitment to uphold and protect the independence of the judiciary and other constitutional oversight institutions, stating that respect for the law must remain the foundation of Zambia. He further stressed that constitutional amendments must not be pursued for political convenience. Mr. Sangwa also promised to restore fiscal discipline and debt transparency, affirming that public office would be treated as a constitutional trust as opposed to a reward. He added that these commitments would define the character of the government or the government the MNR seeks to build.
It is your trust, your commitment, and your belief in a better Zambia that has brought us to this moment. And for that, we are deeply grateful. Accordingly, and in keeping with the commitment we made to the nation, the Movement for National Renewal will now take the next constitutional step. Today, we formally begin the transition from a civic platform into a political party. Let me be clear. This transition is not about replacing one group of politicians with another. It is about restoring discipline, integrity, and institutional strength to public life. Across our country, among farmers, traders, workers, students, and professionals, there is a growing recognition that our politics must return to principle. Our institutions must be strengthened, and public office must once again reflect public trust.
In another development, former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Tshitshinga has described the economic gains claimed by the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, as elusive, cautioning that they provide the party with unjustified comfort. Speaking to Parfum News, Mr. Tshitshinga stated that the current economic gains are not positively impacting the livelihoods of the average Zambian. Statistics from the Bank of Zambia, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, and the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, indicate that Zambia's economy continues to show positive trends, with annual inflation dropping to single digit and the kwacha appreciating to around 19 kwacha against the United States dollar in recent months. According to Statistical Office, the annual inflation rate eased to 7.5% in February 2026 from 9.4% in the month of January. This marks the lowest rate since March 2019. The country has also experienced noticeable growth in import cover and national reserves, with the import cover increasing to a 4.4-month reserve ratio. But Mr. Sitinga argued that despite such statistics, a true measure of positive fiscal performance is how the economy responds in terms of cost of living. While acknowledging noticeable economic performance, Mr. Sitinga questioned why key economic indicators such as interest rates and the cost of living persistently remain high.
These are illusionary figures. All right? My take is that these are illusionary figures. If people are using statistics to make their case that the performance is good, the test of the performance is in what the economy does, how it reacts. Has it reduced the cost of living? The answer is no. So the question of saying it's a better performance, answer me. Has interest rates come down? No. So how are you going to reduce the cost? Have the prices come down? No. So there is resistance, and this is why we need to have a discussion in order to say, are we reading this incorrectly? Is our interpretation of the events that are taking place correct? And if the answer is no, then we need to find a better solution. But if we deceive ourselves and say, no, it's doing very well, we give ourselves comfort which is unjustified.
Expelled New Congress Party NCP leader Peter Chanda has challenged his expulsion from the party, questioning the authority of his vice, Daniel Nyati, to remove him from the opposition grouping. Responding to media reports claiming his expulsion by Mr. Nyati due to alleged gross misconduct, Mr. Chanda disputed the development and questioned the legitimacy of his vice's appointment. He challenged Mr. Nyati to produce his letter of appointment and those of other leaders confirming them as office bearers since the party's general conference. Mr. Chanda accused Mr. Nyati of being compromised to undermine the NCP by a prominent aspiring member of parliament from the United Party for National Development, UPND. He warned that such actions could damage the credibility of the UPND government.
The Management Committee that expelled the president. If the vice president and the other members see that the president is not, or is something that they found wrong with the president, then the vice president and other leaders, they call for an extraordinary general conference. And that extraordinary general conference will have an agenda to impeach the president because of violation of certain matters. That will have an agenda to spare the president. And the disciplinary measures must be done. First, the disciplinary committee must be put in place. And that disciplinary committee should be very consultative. The president must be given a hearing. He said, no, yeah, we feel this, we feel that, we feel that. Not a man to buy a woman as you are tattooed. As no, we met as the National Executive Committee. Who are those National Executive Committee members that you met? Because I'm here, the National Coordinator is here. And the person you was arranging to say was flanked by a National Coordinator of the party. The National Coordinator is here, is Mr. Karani.
The Human Rights Commission, HRC, has strongly condemned acts of violence committed by two male foreign nationals against a female employee of Zamfresh, describing the actions as inhumane and degrading. HRC Director Dr. Pamela Tuela Sambo states that while the law permits private individuals to make an arrest when there is reasonable suspicion of a criminal offense, the manner in which the Zamfresh employee was restrained was unreasonable, excessive, and unlawful. She adds that these acts violate the victim's right to freedom guaranteed under Section 15 of the Constitution of Zambia and constitute a serious affront to the dignity every person in Zambia deserves. Dr. Sambo further explains that the victim's rights to personal liberty under Article 13(3)(a) and (b) of the Constitution was also violated. The Commission has established that the victim was arrested on March 1, 2026 and detained at Lusaka Central Police but was not brought before a competent court within 24 hours nor released on police bond as required under Section 30 and 33(1) of the Criminal Procedure Code, Chapter 88, of the laws of Zambia.
The Commission has established that the victim was arrested on 1st March 2026 and detained at Lusaka Central Police Station but was not brought before a competent court of law within 24 hours, nor released on police bond as required under Section